This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A fire weather watch is in effect for today and tomorrow. Thick smoke from western wildfires have also triggered an air quality alert for today. Those with respiratory issues should avoid exposure. The 7th annual Race the Roof 5K will once again be held at Fire Station Number 3 on Wenger Drive this Saturday. The Benefit 5K event is all part of the Lance Corporal Jacob Ross Detachment Number 1425 Scholarship Fund. You can participate by signing up day of at 8 a.m. Running, jogging, walking, and wheeling will begin promptly at 9 a.m. With the 20th anniversary of 9/11 this Saturday, there will be several events to observe and honor the ultimate sacrifices of the men and women who died on that day. A full schedule of events can be found in Wednesday's edition of the Gillette News Record. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A fire weather watch is in effect for today and tomorrow. Thick smoke from western wildfires have also triggered an air quality alert for today. Those with respiratory problems should avoid exposure. Gillette and its city attorney, Anthony Reyes, are parting company. The city council agreed to accept Reyes' resignation to be able to spend more time with his family in Cheyenne. Amanda Esch, an attorney with Davis and Cannon Law, has been appointed as interim city attorney. After the first couple of weeks of school, the Campbell County School District has 8,711 students enrolled, fewer than initially estimated, but more than last year. Deputy Superintendent Kirby Eisenhower said that although the district would welcome an increase in enrollment, stable numbers allow for planning without unexpected changes. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.